Blog Talk Radio.
You know there's more to this world than what you're told. Paranormal phenomenon, supernatural forces, government conspiracies, alien visitors. Step out of the world you see, open up your mind, and get ready for another round of strange at the Supernatural Radio Show with Corrine DeWinter and Nino Del Padre. Brought to you by PurplePlates.com for harmony, healing, and living energy products for a greater quality of life. Listen up, world. Here's Corrine and Nino.
No greater horror know I than love. Weeks before I met you, I was picking corn and found a ring of gold and amber among the ears. Researching amber, I found that it meant if you had it in your possession, it would attract your true love. It glinted honey and liquid gold with specks of ancient debris like sunspots. Who had lost this ring and had their true love disappeared after it went missing? The ring, which seemed like a blessing upon finding it, became more of a curse. Should we welcome our true love before their time? Maybe it was such that this boy should have remained where he was, not pulled out of his realm by a mythological stone. Maybe he didn't want to be led out into the open by a strange sense that made no sense. Maybe he should have just stayed where he was, doing what he always did, thinking the thoughts he always had. It would have been simple. The ring would have stayed on the owner's finger, and they would have been happier, perhaps. And I would have walked out of the store with corn and nothing else.
Drink up, baby, stay up all night with the things you could do. You won't, but you might. The potential you'll be that you'll never see. The promises you'll only make. Drink up with me now and forget all about the pressure of day. Make you okay and drive them away. The image is stuck in your head. People you've been before that you don't want around anymore. This push and shove and won't bend to your will. I'll keep them still. Drink up, baby, look at the stars, I'll kiss you again. Between the bars where I've seen you there, with your hand in the air, waiting to finally be caught. Drink up one more time, and I'll make you mine, keep you.
But I had to see that as she had no. Down, braiding her hair so she could not see.
What a sheep. by the river. Shadows moved across me, inch by inch. All that I heard, the wall between the water and the bridge. Turn to me, turn to me, turn to me. Many voices speaking to me from the depths below. This ancient wound, this catacomb beneath the watered snow. Come to me, come to me, come to me, come to me. Come and drink of me.
Preserve yourself.
preserve yourself, preserve yourself, preserve yourself, preserve yourself.
A dead man visits you. Yours is the third door he's knocked on. His sense of direction is gone. Although you don't open the door, he enters anyway, carrying bags of belongings and looking for a place to rest. You're unsure of what to offer him, but he helps himself to rearranging the cups and plates in your cupboards, lining them up in neat rows, the way he did when he was living. You question where he's headed, and he merely shrugs, unaware of the future and living in the past. The second bedroom will do it for now, but he wanders all the night through looking for his children and the woman he so loved, convinced he will find them and the life he once knew. blown. Now appears slow winter without a fire anywhere in the heart. The wine tastes of an autumn gone or early snow. The vine growers rest by the hearth, finished with harvesting earth's blood. This wine, made from the wings of butterflies and the petals of dandelions, this is for your waiting. Love has brought you to these rooms where you sit and smoke cigarette after cigarette. The hounds wait for you to release them, and the fireplace embers grow cold and gray. Snow falls through the chimney, landing in soft ash. Out in the winter night air, where the moon is kind and gold, you step through the snow barefoot towards the blue spruce trees, where even now the birds are shifting in their nests, aware that something has not settled comfortably, that something is out of order and unnatural, aware perhaps that love has flown to a more exotic land, away from you.
Does it, dear?
habit. I'm not a poet, I'm just a guy bumming cigarettes. I don't have the talent, just the habit. From The Iceman Cometh by Eugene O'Neill. Yes, I have the habit of believing when there's nothing left to believe in. I have the habit of hope, a little scared rabbit in the face of an owl. I have that habit. Poetry is everywhere, and an overpainted woman at the bar telling me her lover burns her with cigarettes, and the loved one who doesn't recall what year it is, and the Spanish boy who carries a knife in his jeans to feel like a man. We are poetry, all. We have the habit. Skywriting, soul-searching, sick leave. Fusion, futile, fear-mongering, faceless. We are a bundle of nerves waiting for victory in a place without shelter and no reprieve.
Like money said, you're pretty naive.
you would. The seed of you scatters across meadows in whole countries, given to the wind and blossoming if the timing and carriage is right. Your skin hunger is something else. Lost women seek you out for shelter, challenge you to dismiss them, seeing in your eyes that you will take in as many hearts as necessary to make you whole. You would swallow the ocean if it were wet with a nymph's dew. You would lay with the earth if it meant that you might be grounded. You would drown yourself in rivers if it meant that you would be baptized with forgiveness. the trail of your blood in the snow. After a Mel Odom painting, 1983. They could have been petals fallen from a wild rose that had puffed its hardest, then scattered diagonally in the wind. Like they describe Snow White with black cherry lips and stark skin that was almost translucent. It might have been days since you lay lifeless on the pale landscape, the snow falling anew to crystallize your black hair, your mouth with specks of glitter. We would never know who drew those lines with your body, who dragged a life into the forest and abandoned a still beauty for greener pastures.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound. Dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath a halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were sad by the flash of a neon light. It split the night and touched the sound. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did the sound of silence. Who said I do not know? Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silence.
well you know that I love to live with you. But you make me forget so very much. I forget to pray for the angels, and then the angels forget to pray for us. Ah, so long, Marianne. It's time that we began to laugh and cry and cry and laugh about it all again. We met when we were almost young, deep in the green lilac park. You held on to me like I was a as we went kneeling through the dark. Oh, so long, Marianne. Time we began to laugh and cry and laugh about it all. Your letters, they all say that you're beside me now. Then why do I feel alone? I'm standing on a ledge, and your fine spider web is fastening my ankle to a stone. So long, Marianne. Time that we began to laugh and cry and cry and laugh about it all again. For now I need your hidden love. I'm cold as a new razor blade. You left when I told you I was curious. I never said that I was brave. Oh, so long, Marianne. It's time that we began to laugh and cry and laugh about it all. Oh, you are really such a pretty one. I see you've gone and changed your name again. And just when I climb this whole mountainside to wash my eyelids in the rain, oh, so long, Marianne. Time that we began to laugh and cry and cry and laugh about it all.
Not enough time for all that I want for you. Not enough time.
Love affair. I've been noticing lately how easily worms form on a stagnant body. Music, water, hope, even rainbows were once here in this spot. Decay came too, much later, but still hidden for a time with its earth colors, its way of blending in. Progression is its MO. Who dropped the first spectacle in that warm space?
I lost myself on a cool, damp night. I gave myself in that misty light. Was hypnotized by a strange delight. Under a lilac tree, I made wine from the lilac tree. Put my heart in its recipe. Makes me see what I want to see and be what I want to be. When I think more than I want to think, I do things I never should do. I drink much more than I ought to drink, because it brings me back you. Lilac wine is sweet and heady, like my love. Lilac wine.
can cry on. I need a shoulder that I can cry on. Am I calm? Be I calm? My calm? Be I calm? I need a shoulder that I can cry on. I need a shoulder that I can cry on.
The House of Walls and Sky. Grand Canyon, the autumn hues of its structure, trails leading deeper down an abyss, and travelers trusting that for them it would not be like that fall into hell they were told of in Sunday school. They would descend but rise again, live to tell others about the beauty they discovered. Everybody wants to discover beauty. Everybody wants to be in love. Out of the canyon, the house of walls and sky, you could ascend on the back of a burro, slow and steady. Out of love, one might never rise. Out of love, one suddenly hears the pigeons on rooftops and on the ledges, cooing like heavy hearts. Out of love, spring's blossoms are garish. All this time you've believed in the impossible. The stars did not shine for your wishes. The linden tree's scent did not remind you of your lover's sleeve. It wasn't really magic that put the showgirl back together again. You believed in the impossible only as long as it believed in you. Losing love, you may as well have withdrew into a cave, scratched pictures on the walls with a stone, survived on small animals. So primitive you were. You found life without love crude, simple, without levity. A complete going back to the beginning of a dark mystery. Everybody knows.
everybody knows the deal is rotten. Old Black Joe still picking cotton for your rhythms and blues. Everybody knows you love me, baby. Everybody knows that you really do. Everybody knows that you've been faithful. Can it take a night or two? Everybody knows you've been discreet. So many people you had to meet without your clothes. And everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's the way it goes. Everybody knows.
skeleton leaves. But on the other hand, there were the leaves. Mrs. Darling examined them very carefully. They were skeleton leaves, but she was sure they did not come from any tree that grew in England. J.M. Barrie, Peter Pan. Move on, they say, but where shall I go? I try to fall into another. He kneels at my feet, worships the hem of my dress, tells me I am the most beautiful girl he has ever held. He crushes my ribs when he holds me. He leaves bruises on my throat when he kisses me, shaped like islands in the middle of the ocean, with only wild animals as inhabitants. His passion hurts me. He's not you. Someone gave me the gift of frankincense and myrrh today. Holy chapel in winter, where the weary come to pray, to get down on their knees in genuflection. All the white 7-day candles swaying back and forth with the breath of prayer. I dream I'm following a coffin, a simple pine box. Awful sounds come from it, sounds of sorrow and fear. The deer have come for the apples at the edge of the woods, graceful as ballerinas when they move through the trees. Skeleton leaves swirl and dance all day long. I have done everything right. I have done everything wrong.
Wow. heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall and the major lift. The baffled king composing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Well, your faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof. Her beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. And she tied you to her kitchen chair. And she broke your throne and she cut your hair. And from your lips she drew the hallelujah. Baby, I've been here before. I've seen this room and I've walked this floor. You know, I used to live alone before I knew you. And I've seen your flag on the marble arch. And love is not a victory march. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember when I moved in you, and the holy dove was moving too, and every breath we drew is hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Maybe there's a God above, but all I've ever learned from love was how to shoot somebody who outdrew you. And it's not a cry that you hear at night. It's not somebody who's seen the light. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Supernatural Radio Show. Open up your mind.
We programmed your brain.
The Supernatural Radio Show.
You must learn to obey.
Brought to you by PurplePlates.com for harmony, healing, and living energy products for a greater quality of life. The Supernatural Radio Show.
That's